Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, wow, it is Friday. It is Friday. We've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom half of hour number, well, be number 3. The bottom half of the next half of the next hour, John O'Connor is with us. He was the attorney that represented Mark Felt, who was Deep Throat in Watergate. We'll talk about how Watergate is connected to the DOJ, FBI, intel community corruption, And it's unfortunately, it's not a brand new phenomenon, folks. Not even close. We'll get into that with John coming up. Let's see, what else do we have for you? Top of the next hour, Don Jans is with us. We'll dig more deeply into the impacts of the Supreme Court decision. You know, this you have to see how the plan is all coming together. So the Supreme Court changes affirmative action. I can give you just a quick story, a couple of things with regards to this, but one in particular that I know personally and fairly well. My dad was working for what used to be referred to as Ma Bell, back before the telephone company got broken up because of antitrust issues. At any rate, he was working for them, working in a shop, union shop out in California, and a position was posted. And my dad had had previous management experience with Long's Drugs. He had done a number of different things. He'd been in management and supervisory positions, and in fact, he was in a supervisory type position as a union rep for the union. At any rate, he applied for the job, met all the qualifications. But there was another gentleman there who did not meet all of the qualifications, but he was black. And because he was black, they awarded him the position. About, I don't know, 6 months or so later, he made a major, major mistake. Like a mistake that cost the company money, caused issues, significant enough issues that the company was suspending him and potentially going to have to terminate him because of the damage that was done because of the decision that he made, because he just was not equipped to do the job. He didn't understand how to do the job. He wasn't the best candidate, period. And lo and behold, guess who has to step in and defend him as his union representative? Yeah, my dad. And he did. And he defended him vehemently. And his defense was so well crafted that in spite of the fact that the guy was completely and totally incompetent of doing the job, my dad was able to help him save his job. That's affirmative action. And I've had Ward Connerly and I have talked about it. I've had a number of people on the program. We've talked about it. Affirmative action is not equality. It's equity. And equity and equality are two different things. Equity simply says, well, you know, yeah, you worked hard, or even maybe your family worked hard, whatever, and so I should have what you have. It's taking from the have and giving to the have not, without any exchange of work. Equality is you get to start. And there isn't any obstacles in your getting to start. This education situation was that it didn't matter how hard somebody else studied or what their grades were or any of that. All that mattered, the only thing that mattered, was that they were the right color skin. Let me see. Hey, Hang on 1 second. Okay, so this is the issue. And that, it, scripturally, it doesn't line up. Biblically, it just doesn't line up. I had a couple of good reels, actually, that I thought were well, that kind of hit this thing out of the park. Let's see. Working on it. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's bring this one up and, I'll pop it over here, get her up on the screen, and I gotta let it run through for a minute till it gets back to the beginning of it, and then I'll unmute it and bring it back up. And let me move Jeff's information off of there and minimize my information. So this is a gentleman that is talking about this issue. And so, all right, here we go. We're going to play it through.
Go to the library. It don't cost you nothing to go there and learn anything you want to learn. Don't nobody stop you from that. And why don't you get your own job instead of going asking somebody else to get you one?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Here we go.
I don't understand what you're saying by that. What do you mean?
You said, yeah, hold on, sir.
If you got that job on a kind of affirmative action, well, you ain't worth the salt to go in your food. Did you know why? If you was worth anything, you would need affirmative action. What do I need affirmative action to get a job? If you get it, you can't hold it because you don't know what to do. And you saying that somebody's supposed to give you, ain't nobody supposed to give you nothing. America is built on individuality. And nobody don't have to give me no opportunity. I make my opportunity. This is what freedom means. And then you can learn anything you want to know if you want to know it. All you have to do is go to the library. It don't cost you nothing to go there and learn anything you want to learn. Don't nobody stop you from that. And why don't you get your own job instead of going asking somebody else to get you one?
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying by that. What do you mean?
You said, yeah, hold on, sir.
And I mean, that's the issue. The issue has to do with that. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, Trevor Loudon's going to join us. I'll get him on by phone. He's having some internet issues. And then when he's available, we'll get him on by other means. All right, let's see. Gotta fix my graphics. Got a lot of stuff going on here that's very interesting. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Let's get over here and fire that up.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to have with me my very special guest and an old friend. He has done, you might have seen it, I hope that you saw it, the video Enemy Within, and was also on the Enemy Within the Church. Actually, Trevor is the one who introduced me to Phil Haney a number of years ago in Washington, D.C. And Phil and I, of course, became very good friends, and we lost Phil to, I believe, nefarious causes, personally. But today we're here to talk about nefarious activity amongst our senators. And Trevor Loudon, welcome. Good to have you with me, sir.
Hey, always great, Pastor Greg. Good to see you. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm doing really well, thank God. Things continue to progress in my healing. I'm actually out of my wheelchair quite a bit these days.
Well, you're looking great, I got to say. Thank you. You're looking, it's great. You know, your completion looks great. Everything looks good. So it's good to see you improving.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, and I sure appreciated you and Victoria coming to visit me many years ago. I guess it was, my goodness, almost 6 years ago that y'all came to my house.
Yeah, close to, wasn't long after your accident. So,
No, it sure wasn't. It sure wasn't. Well, you've got a new series that you're doing in exposing what's happening in the Senate. And really naming names when it comes to the security risks that they present. Talk to me about how this began. Is this a continuation of Enemies Within? Is it a new approach to it? Have you found more information than you previously had? Where are we at?
Well, in 2013, I put out the book Enemies Within: Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And that was one big book, and it dealt with about 14 senators and something like 50 Congress members. This book is way more comprehensive. Yes, I have found tons more stuff. The two books, actually, part one and part two, Security Risk Senators, parts one and part two, each one profiles 15 currently serving U.S. senators from Arizona right through to Wisconsin. And I take it alphabetically and by seniority. So it's basically the communist backgrounds or Iranian, communist Chinese, or local communist backgrounds of 30 currently serving U.S. senators. And people would be horrified if they saw how deeply these people are in bed with the enemy. And also I'm working on another series which will profile. It's called House Un-Americans. The first book is just out. Second book's about to drop. That's a six-part series exposing about 100 U.S. Congress members, including several from your own state. So this is the most comprehensive investigation of the communist infiltration of the Congress and the Senate that has ever been done, in my opinion. Each book is well over 300 pages long, lots of photographs, lots of documentary evidence. You don't call these people basically saying they're working against America unless you have the evidence.
Well, so to that end, you know, if you're sitting in and you've taken this oath of office, I took the oath when I joined the United States Air Force. When you take that oath of office, you take it under the condition that you will defend the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. In this instance, are we talking about potentially criminal activity? Are there potentially, if we had a real Department of Justice and a true Attorney General, would there be evidence to support that they've been engaged in activity that could at least be tried?
Oh, look, absolutely. See, people need to understand there are no background checks in Congress or the Senate. You know, you would have probably got a background check in the military, Greg, and they are pretty comprehensive. They check out your family background. They might interview your youth pastor or your high school teacher. They check out your finances, etc. None of that applies to congressmen and senators. So you can serve as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee or chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, as Dianne Feinstein did, and have extensive connections to the Chinese communists all the while you're doing that, and nobody investigates it. No, there's no background check, nothing to catch you. So that's why I say there's at least 40 U.S. senators and 100 U.S. Congress members who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus in your county or any other. And many of them are working directly with Iran, with communist China, with Cuba, even North Korea, and they're doing things that I think are patently illegal, but they still take that out. Well, the book cover in part one is a congressman saluting the flag with his fingers crossed behind his back. So that sort of a senator saluting the flag in a nice blue suit with his fingers crossed behind his back, because that's what they're doing.
So when we look at this, obviously this needs to get out. People need to understand this. What's changed since Enemies Within? Is it just the faces? Are we at greater risk now than we were then, do you think?
Yeah, well, I wrote the first book at the beginning of Obama's second term, and Obama changed everything, because the communists had been infiltrating the Democratic Party for decades. But under Obama, it went into complete overdrive. Both, the Marxists took over the unions in the 90s. Right. They started influencing who was selected to Congress. See, the unions, which are all communist-controlled in America now virtually, are the transmission belt of communism. So they can determine which senators and congressmen get elected, and they make sure wherever they can that only the far left ones do. So Obama filled the bureaucracy with the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Defense with radical leftists and Marxists,
right,
what we now call a deep state. And they are still there, and they are working with these congressmen and senators to basically bring America into complete socialism, a kind of socialism that we will never get out of. And I say it's treason. These people are breaking their oath of office every single day. But who's going to hold them accountable? Is it the FBI? Is it the Justice Department? Is it the CIA? Well, the Justice Department is completely compromised by Marxists. The FBI is led by radicals and is completely gone woke. The CIA, the same. Most of the intelligence agencies, the same. So we're in a Marxist revolution right now in America, being led and enabled by our senators and Congress members who, in the Senate right now, virtually every Senate chairman is a Marxist. And in the last Democratic Congress, that was the same. Homeland Security, Armed Service, Intelligence, all led by radicals with connections to China or Marxism.
Now, is it only on the Democrat Party side of the aisle, or is it on the Republican side of the party aisle as well?
Well, this book is about communism, not corruption. All of the Congress members profiled are Democrats. The Republican Party has other issues. You have some globalists. You have a lot of people who are just there to feather their nest. The only U.S. senator I'd say is deeply compromised by the communist Chinese would be Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate.
Because of his wife and her relationships.
Elaine Chao. Okay. He started out as a conservative. He was regarded as a conservative senator in Kentucky there. But Elaine Chao, he married her. She's from Taiwan, but her family has made billions of dollars transporting Chinese communist goods around the world and working contracting for the People's Liberation Army. Mitch McConnell was completely compromised, and we saw that in the last election when he went out deliberately to sabotage MAGA candidates, pro-Trump candidates, because President Trump was communist China's biggest problem.
Right.
He went out to sabotage them in Alaska, Nevada, Arizona, etc., to the benefit of rhinos or the Democrats.
Which actually started in the primaries, which nobody really wants to talk about. But the reality is that it wasn't just in the general election. He sabotaged them. I had Kathy Barnett on yesterday, and McConnell McConnell was directly involved in torpedoing her situation. When you had somebody like Oz that was a liberal.
The worst possible candidate you could have got for Pennsylvania, the worst possible one, a Dr. Oz, liberal, Muslim, just what you need to stir up the Christian conservative base in Pennsylvania.
Horrific.
And they put him in. Well, Kathy Barnett was sabotaged.
Yep.
We could have done so much better. And then McConnell went in and sabotaged the two Georgia Senate races too.
Mm-hmm.
That got us two Marxists, Raphael Warnock, who is a bona fide Marxist.
Oh my gosh.
And John Ossoff, who is also in that category. Mitch McConnell went in there, said the election was, we lost those seats because it was Trump's fault. There was no problems with the elections. And so thousands of Georgia Republicans said, well, this is corrupt. We're going to stay home. And we lost those two seats, which has had massive, because of that, we got this massive spending bill that Mitch McConnell signed off on.
Okay,
bankrupting America.
Let me ask you this, Trevor. If you were a United States Congress member, would you and your party was in the majority, so you could get a chair position, would you demand an investigative committee to investigate the communists within Congress and within the Senate and maybe in other spheres of influence today?
I look at 100%. You know, you'd have to be an intelligence or judiciary to do that. And 100%, this is the biggest problem we have. Is the look, why do we have open borders? Why is our military being gutted? Why are our kids being indoctrinated in schools? Why is China allowed to rape and pillage the U.S. economy? Very simply.
Well, the media talking heads too, right? I mean, they control print. They control social media. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm just, want people to understand that it's every, I mean, it was really everywhere.
We are infiltrated through Wall Street, through big tech, through Hollywood, through the Congress. But the reason I focused on the Congress and the Senate, because these people have legislative power.
Sure.
They could stop this if they wish to. But you think about this from logically from the point of view of someone like Xi Jinping. You know, the leader of China, he wants to bring America to its knees. He wants to basically destroy us as a superpower, destroy us altogether, actually.
Right.
So what would you rather do if you were Xi Jinping? Would you rather spend a few, you know, many multi-billion dollars in a big trade war with the United States, which you might lose, or multi-trillion dollars in a shooting war before you were quite ready? Or would you rather spend a couple of billion dollars buying up and compromising American congressmen and senators to do what you want them to do? What would be the better return on investment?
You know, the congressional members, and the other side of this is, and I think his last name is Fenton, Chris Fenton, but he was with Hollywood, went over and helped communist China produce a whole bunch of blockbuster films before he began to realize that he wasn't influencing them. They were influencing Hollywood, and now he's written a book about it. I think it has to do with dragons or something to that effect.
Well, look, they're on our case culturally, educationally. The Chinese influence American education from kindergarten to PhD level. There's a group in, I'm just trying to think of the name of it now. It's the Erickson Foundation out of Chicago.
Okay.
Has massive influence in American preschool education, kindergarten level education. It's run by Valerie Jarrett's mother, Barbara Bowman. It works extensively with the Chinese Communist Party, their youth wing. They provide materials to Communist China, and Communist China provides materials and guides to them, which they then use to influence preschool education all over America. But, you know, Ratcliffe, Trump's intelligence advisor, said 3 years ago, the Chinese have co-opted so many American congressmen, they can now determine which legislation passes the Congress and which doesn't.
You look at
Texas, Greg. Recently, a bill failed to stop the Chinese buying land in Texas. Failed in the Texas legislature. So what does that tell you about China's influence even in your legislature?
Oh yeah, no, I know. I was looking to see if they revived that or not. I thought that Abbott, who I'm not a big fan of, but I thought that was one of the ones that he put into their special session, but I'm not positive of that.
That might be right. It failed the first time. Well, it didn't get through the first time. Hopefully, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, where I live, has enacted legislation to stop the Chinese buying farmland and strategic land in Florida. But this has to be applied all across. There's 48 more states that this needs to be applied to. Because the Chinese, this is what they do. The Chinese get the Democrats through ideology, because many of the Democrats are communists. And they get them through ideology and a little bit of money. The Republicans, they get through money, business deals, make them directors of Chinese banks, offer them jobs in big Chinese companies when they leave the Senate. if they will do what China wants. So it's a problem of both parties, but the book is really about communism. And so that's a Democrat problem.
And to that end, communism, I mean, when I grew up, you know, communism was just, it was bad. It was identified as bad. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s. We knew that communism was bad. And yet now you have kids coming out of school saying, oh no, Marx was a genius. Marxism is incredible. You mentioned about Obama and I believe that what Obama did was everything was sitting right there. All he needed to do was light the fuse. I mean, the bombs were all in place and he simply lit the fuse.
Look, we've had 100 years of Soviet, then Chinese infiltration of America's business community, the political parties, the labor unions. All the labor unions now are communist controlled.
Yep.
Media, big tech, you know, well, not, you know, big tech in recent times. And the American bureaucracy. So we are what's called elite capture. The Chinese deliberately go into a country and they buy up the elites of that country to legislate in their favor, to do things like open the borders, gut the U.S. military. Like, you know, living in Texas, Greg, we've been hearing stories all the time now from Michael Yon and others about the hundreds of military-age Chinese men coming across the border, many of them are believed to be affiliated with Chinese special forces, basically Chinese Navy SEALs or Army Rangers or Green Berets coming across the border. So what are they coming here for? What do you think, Greg? Do you think if war breaks out with Taiwan, they might be blowing up bridges and assassinating people and poisoning reservoirs and releasing biological weapons? What do you think they're coming here for?
Well, the other part to it is that they also go after, and I hate that when I get into conversations, people do this. When I bring up God and I bring up the foundation and where our rights come from, people immediately have been programmed to put that in. Oh, well, those are just social issues. I'm like, you're blind. If our rights are granted by God, that is the foundation. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and our rights don't stand unless God's brought into the equation. It's not a social thing. It's not even just a religious thing. It's a foundational piece that if you pull it out, the rest of the world knows that America can't stand unless it stands on God. They all know it.
Look, so this is why we made the movie Enemies Within the Church, because, you know, the Russians and the Chinese long ago determined that America stood on the church. You know, Americans' rights come from God. The Constitution is based on the Bible. That is the framework that set Americans free to create the great country that they have, the fantastic businesses and universities and schools and, you know, all of the things. It all comes from that Christian foundation, that basic, belief that God is the foundational, is behind everything.
And he makes the rules.
Yeah, he makes the rules. And we either conform to those rules and prosper, or we disobey the rules and come to grief.
At our own peril.
And you think of all those congressmen and senators who take that oath on the Bible to uphold the Constitution with their fingers crossed behind their back. If they were truly sincere, if they really believed that God was watching them, that they had their eye on eternity, not the next election cycle, do you think they're about to lie and steal and cheat and betray the way they do? So as the country has got less godly, treachery has become more common, because if you don't believe in God, why would you care about breaking an oath? Why would you care about lying when you take an oath to defend the Constitution?
Well, you create a culture of death, Trevor. You create a culture of death, because then life literally has no value except the value that's subjectively given to it by whoever the tyrant is that's deciding who gets to live and who dies.
Well, see, this is the great point, isn't it, Greg? There are two ways of looking at American citizens. Either Americans are individual beings with their own innate God-given dignity, destined to live free and prosperous, or we are livestock.
Yep.
You know, we are just livestock. We are live bodies, useful to the state as long as we can produce. Mm-hmm. As long when we can no longer produce, or when we haven't got to the stage of producing, the pre-born or infants, we are worthless. We are liabilities.
Yeah.
And so this is the whole basis of socialized healthcare. You know,
right.
In a private medical system, you're a doctor's best friend. He wants to keep you happy and healthy so you can
you
pay him more money
check.
So he can have more he can have more holidays in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
But in a socialized healthcare system, you are a liability. There's a fixed budget, there are unlimited health needs.
Yeah.
You become a liability to the system. And what does any accountant do to liabilities?
Oh, they write them off.
You know? They write them off.
They write them off.
They eliminate those liabilities.
Let me go back to, I'd asked you a question earlier about, you know, would you have a commission that investigated these things?
Yep.
And I want to go back for a minute to the 1950s, because there was a guy that was going after the communists in the 1950s, and everybody vilifies him. Even on the right, you hear people refer to McCarthyism. But, you know, we missed the boat there, in my opinion, Trevor, because McCarthy knew what was happening. They had already started this. I had Mr. Clausen on, Mark Clausen on from Freedom Fest yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, his uncle, Leon, wrote the book, The Naked Communist. That was already out. It was already out. We had this. We had the communists. We had our hands around the necks of the communists in the 1950s, and we killed the guy that was going after them.
Well, that's right. See, the House Un-American Activities Committees, and they had ones that had a committee in the Senate. They had a lot of state committees, too, like California, Hawaii, Texas. It's still technically illegal to be a Communist Party member and serve an office in Texas. Somebody should tell Penny Morales Shaw, that the representative from Houston area, who's a card-carrying communist inside the Democratic Party. But she should be prosecuted for that. But look, McCarthy was just one of the figures, but he was made the focal point.
Yeah.
And do you know who coined the term McCarthyism? It was the Communist Party's newspaper, People's World. They had to demonize him.
Of course.
Now you have Republicans using the word. Look, I had a friend who was an Australian communist, because people might tell I'm from New Zealand. Jeff McDonald was an Australian communist who became a conservative patriot. He was a communist in the 50s. I said, Jeff, what did you guys think of McCarthy? And he said, we were terrified of McCarthy. He just didn't go anywhere near far enough.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And McCarthy never investigated congressmen or senators.
Edwin R. Murrow.
Which is what I focus on.
Edwin R. Murrow was a communist.
Absolutely. And he was the one who basically
destroyed
McCarthy.
He destroyed McCarthy, right. He destroyed McCarthy. Yeah. It proves the power of the press even back then.
Well, you know, the fact that, you know, right now we have these words, homophobe, Islamophobe,
transphobe,
climate denier, white privilege. All of these are Marxist terms, right? They're all used to demonize certain categories of people. Well, the Marxists have been doing this, communists have been doing this for ages. McCarthyism was one of the first things. Yeah. So that sticks, you know, this the power of words, the power to label and denigrate people was advocated by Lenin, it was advocated by Alinsky. All the communist leaders recognized this. Now it's you're a racist, now you're a homophobe, now you're an Islamophobe, now you're a transphobe, now you're a climate denier. It's the same communist principle. Any opposition must be labeled and denigrated and marginalized, and they use words. And we have Republicans these days,
right,
using denigrating McCarthyism, one of the great American heroes. I got my photograph taken at his grave in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Wow.
A great hero, you know, yeah. Like
absolutely.
Everybody else here.
Yep.
It is flawed, but he never got it wrong. He, you know, they would say, oh, he named people who weren't communists. I have read those hearings. They were very fair. Everybody had legal representation. Nobody got called out who didn't deserve to be called out. And
right.
they had whistleblowers. They had informants. They were very, very, very thorough. You can read these documents, hundreds and hundreds of pages investigating communists in Hollywood, in the government, in the military.
But then they made movies like the Edwin R. Murrow movie, which further vilified McCarthy. And to make Edwin R. Murrow look like he was a hero, when in fact he was a subversion agent of communism, who furthered and advanced the destruction of really the Fourth Institute, which is the freedom of the press, which is supposed to keep the government honest.
Well, that's right, because in the 1940s, the Marxists. Under Curtis McDougall and other. Curtis McDougall, a Marxist, wrote the famous book, Advocacy Journalism. And it was all about that invaded the journalism colleges in the 40s. And it taught journalists not to report the news, but to advocate for causes. Mm-hmm. And now 90% of American journalists identify on the left. They are, and the other 10% are so intimidated by the 90%, they might as well be. But that's the thing, you know. You look at the great anti-communist heroes in America, McCarthy, Barry Goldwater in the 60s, completely demonized by the left, by the communists. The Soviets completely demonized them through an actual Communist Party firm based in something publishers, actually blackened McCarthy's name. Then they tried to do it with Reagan, you know. Then they tried to do it with, then they did it with Trump.
Yep.
We got to understand that the big campaign to demonize Trump is driven by the American communists, which are then work for the Chinese and even the Russian communists.
Yes, absolutely.
So this is still going on. This is not changed. Every time we accuse somebody of being a transphobe or a climate denier or whatever, we are echoing communist talking points, and we have no idea of this.
So most of us. I know that we want. So you can go to trevorlowden.com and pick up these books. It's two books we're talking about. Is that correct?
Yeah, two books. Part one, Security Risk Senators, Part One and Part Two. And Part One starts in Arizona. We expose Mark Kelly and Kirsten Sinema, the California senator, the Arizona senators.
Right.
It goes through California, Oregon, Massachusetts, and ends with Wisconsin, where I expose Tammy Baldwin, the senator from Wisconsin. No, it actually ends with UVW. Yeah, ends with Wisconsin with Tammy Baldwin.
Okay.
But Tim Kaine, Chuck Schumer.
Sure.
Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, you know, people that you see on TV every night.
Right.
Are basically working against America for America's enemies. And 99% of Americans have zero idea of this. I think the FBI has zero idea of this because they're more worried about tracking non-existent white supremacists and people who took selfies in the Capitol to ever actually worry about genuine security threats to the nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and kicking down the doors of people that stood out in front of abortion clinics offering prayers for young ladies that were scared and confused.
Yeah, that's the big national security threat. While we have Chinese operations like Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter is a Chinese operation, folks. Mm. Yeah. You know, while we have them burning cities and killing people, that's just peaceful protest. Yeah. See, this is the weaponization. Once the FBI was fantastic. I had a friend who was an FBI agent. He said in Northern California in the 60s, there were five leaders of the Northern California Communist Party. Three of them were FBI informants. They had it locked down. Wow. Now the tables have been turned,
sure.
And the communists actually control the FBI and are weaponizing it against patriots. That's how far we have come.
So to that end, you know, I put up oft times in my graphics the switchboard for the Capitol, 202-224-3121. But what good does it do to call the Capitol if the guys that are sitting up there at the Capitol are this deeply involved in communist activities? What are there some good guys with white hats that we can call that would, you know, can we reach out to a Jim Jordan or a Chip Roy or even yeah. the current Speaker of the House? Will he do anything?
Well, the current Speaker of the House removed Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Which was great stuff.
Yeah.
And Ilhan Omar from committees. Okay, that's 3 out of 100. Good. First step.
Start.
Don't stop there. Yeah. You know,
get them out of there.
He removed them on security grounds.
Right.
Because Adam Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy and a lot more than that. In my book, House Un-Americans, the first chapter. I got a whole chapter on Adam Swalwell. Well,
you know, that's why I was banned on Twitter. I don't know if you knew this or not. I referred to Eric Swalwell as a Chinese spy whore.
And
Twitter banned me for life. For life. And I'm still banned for life.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, Elon Musk should do something about that. But look, that's the thing. He was known to be sleeping with a Chinese spy. Yep. In my book, I've got a photograph of him with the Chinese consul. You know, the Chinese spy that he was sleeping with, I've got a photograph of her with the Chianese spy that was working in Dianne Feinstein's office while she was chairman yep. of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Yep.
These yep. networks are there. They get exposed, and nobody gets punished.
Nothing. Nothing
because
happens.
Because the corruption is so deep that these people can operate yeah. in impunity.
Big
you know?
Dollars. Big dollars.
Dianne Feinstein should have been investigated decades ago. She's been working with the communists since 1955 when she brought 7 Soviet journalists, including a Central Committee member of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, to Stanford University. She went to communist Yugoslavia the same year, I believe. But she's been working with the Chinese, first the Russian Soviet communists, right. then the Chinese, her entire career. But that didn't stop her being chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Right.
You know, Adam yeah. Schiff, who was going on and on about Trump's Russia collusion, was working at the same time for several years with the Committee of 100, Communist China's main influence operation in the country. He was meeting senior Chinese Communist Party officials on a regular basis, and he was sitting in Congress attacking President Trump and telling lies about him.
Right.
And, okay, he got a censure. Okay, but it should go a lot, lot deeper than that. You know, the guy is deeply in bed with Communist China. Nobody's called him out for that while he was attacking a serving president for non-existent ties to Russia.
Is this
how deep this goes?
Well, and you know, Loy Brunson's lawsuit, I've had Loy on about the election, you know, alludes again to, you know, these people having taken oaths and violated their oaths. And this, I mean, this is really kind of what the root of what we're talking about as well. When it comes to the nuts and bolts of the members of Congress and the Senate, they've taken an oath and they have violated that oath. And that is actionable, is it not?
Well, absolutely it's actionable. But, you know, this is the problem. You know, we have got not enough hardcore, gutsy Republicans to take them out. And some of them just aren't aware of the situation. We've got a lot more than we had.
Right.
And I think if we can get back the White House in the next election, and we're going to see mass purges amongst, you know, including amongst senators and congressmen, et cetera. A few people have called out Judy Chu, for instance, the congresswoman from San Gabriel Valley in Southern California.
Okay.
But nobody said, talked about her 20-year history with the Communist Workers' Party, militant pro-Chinese group, or her deep, or basically the fact that she serves as China's governor for the Chinese community in Southern California. She's completely loyal to the CCP. And a couple of people have called her out, and they were criticized by fellow Republicans for doing so. You know, this is the, yeah. You know, we have 100 traitors in the House and 40 in the Senate. And if you dare to call them out, often it's the Republicans who will criticize you. So this, our real battle is to clean out the Republican Party so they have the guts
to do what needs to be done
after the traitors in the Democratic Party.
I want to get back before we run out of time to the comments you made about Obama and him, you know, kind of instigating, getting all of this started. He has, and Valerie Jarrett, he's moved about six blocks away from the White House. During the Trump administration, I feel very confidently that he was running a shadow government. He was running operations against the United States. Now, and there's an interview, actually, that Ben over at the Daily Caller resurfaced about Obama saying that, you know, if he could have a third term, he'd be happy to do that. He just needs somebody in the White House that he can control. Is he not doing it?
Look, the current leadership of America is Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, and Xi Jinping. Joe Biden can't tie his shoelaces. Joe Biden is only a puppet. You know, he was 8 years under Obama, completely compromised. He was compromised by the Soviets back in the early 70s, by the Iranians in the late 70s, and by the Chinese since at least 2001. He is a completely co-opted enemy of America and basically a puppet for Obama and Xi Jinping. That's how I'd categorize it. So Obama and Xi Jinping would be the two most powerful people in America right now. Xi Jinping being the president of Communist China.
Yeah, it's a really scary place that we find ourselves, and really it's
scary since the revolution, more scary than World War II.
Yeah,
that's where we are right now.
And it is the lack of or the indoctrination of you know generations has played such a huge role. Final minute in this. Again, give folks the website and the best way for them to get a hold of these books.
Yeah, trevorlouden.com, Loudon, trevorlouden.com. You can get security risk senators. You can also get enemies within the church there. My latest book, House Un-Americans, which has just come out, the first part of that, and some other materials. So personally signed copies if you go to trevorlouden.com.
TrevorLouden.com, and that is an O-N at the end, folks.
Yeah, L-O-U-D-O-N.
Yes, yep. L-O-U-D-O-N. TrevorLouden.com. Be sure and get over there. And I've watched Enemy Within the State, fantastic, or Within the Church, Enemies Within the Church and Enemies Within the State. I've watched both of them. Just incredibly well done and so important for us to understand in the time we're in. Trevor, thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it, sir.
Always a pleasure, Pastor Greg, and give my regards to your family, and I hope to catch up with you again soon.
Sounds great, and you do the same. All right, we're going to take our break. Don Jans will be with us. We continue to expose Marxism here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more right after this brief break.